For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Hurricane season has officially begun. This week is Hurricane Preparedness Week in South Carolina, and NOAA and the National Weather Service are predicting an above-normal season for 2020. Hydrologist Leonard Vaughn of the Weather Service explained what that means.
Typically, we have, on average, 12 named storms, 6 of those becoming hurricanes, and 3 of those becoming major hurricanes, which are a Category 3 storm or higher. And the forecast for this year has us with 13 to 19 storms. 6 to 10 of those will be named, and 3 to 6 of those will be in the major category.
Storms in the Atlantic and the Caribbean Sea are influenced by warmer or cooler water in the Pacific, the El Niño and La Niña phenomena. La Niña means more Atlantic hurricanes, and Vaughn said that's what it looks like this season.
It's still not for certain that that's going to happen, but if it does happen, the temperatures in the eastern and central Pacific tend to be cooler than normal. And what happens downstream from that area across the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, and the tropical Atlantic, it actually produces weaker winds aloft. So that actually encourages those storms to form during the hurricane season.
But there's a new element this year. COVID-19 will change how the State Emergency Management Division advises residents on evacuation procedures if there's a hurricane, said spokesman Derek Becker. He said the need for social distancing could be handled by opening more shelters.
We have several hundred pre-identified locations for evacuation centers in the state. So fewer people in one location might mean we have to open up more. But while staying in an evacuation shelter, people can socially distance. If someone does have symptoms or a confirmed case of COVID-19, there'll be precautions in place for people to properly isolate and stay healthy and safe that way.
Becker said in the event of evacuation, shelter locations are widely publicized.
Once shelters are open, they'll be publicized on our website at scemd.org. There's a shelter tab in the SC Emergency Manager mobile app under shelters and through broadcast media. Highway patrolmen, local police officers will also be able to direct people to them. And if you don't have any of those, follow the blue hurricane evacuation signs in the routes and look for the ones that say shelter. It'll point you to safety.
Becker said a recent survey showed that the COVID pandemic has affected people's willingness to move if there's a hurricane.
One of the questions was, are you concerned about evacuating during COVID-19? And the majority of people who responded said yes, they were. Are you considering altering your evacuation plans? Was another question. And most said that they intended to leave, at least for Category 3 through 5 storms. So that's a little encouraging that, yes, people are taking this very serious.
EMD's hurricane guide can be found on its website or in locations like Walgreens and state welcome centers. Becker offered some advice on dealing with hurricanes and COVID at the same time.
Remember 4 words: time, space, people, place. Give yourself time to limit the amount of time you spend around others. Space, stay 6 feet away from people that you don't live with. People, remember the more you interact with people you don't know or don't live with, that increases your risk of catching coronavirus or spreading it to others. And place, have a place to go if you have to leave your home during an evacuation.
Vaughn said the National Hurricane Center will reevaluate the season in August to see if the prediction needs revising. Becker added that COVID during hurricane season reinforces the idea that people should have a personal emergency plan for their own health and safety. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.